They swing the bend, Protocol joined, headed by another Kerry. Dash for May gets out. Uncle Larry follows through and is about to come off its heels, and he's coming on strongly. Dash for May pounced, went up on the outside of Protocol. Gorman's Lane with a rails run, and Uncle Larry is late. Gorman's Lane swept to the lead. Uncle Larry gunning it down, but didn't get there. Gorman's Lane beat Uncle Larry by a half head. Third of Photo Protocol or Dash for May?
Well, that's the biggest maiden that I think trainer Chris Ryan will ever train the winner of, because Gorman's Lane yesterday took home $15,000 for the win, but it was a $25,000 cash that Chris Ryan has in his pocket right now. Chris, congratulations. Well done on the win yesterday.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael.
So you've only got two horses in your stable, and you've only got Gorman's Lane running around at the moment. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Gorman's Lane is the young gun of the stable. I had three old warriors that I've recently, retired last year. They were Redfella and Settle the Stars. And I've got a third one of those called Ma Tong, who I'm hoping is a Jericho Cup horse, but he's on the sidelines at the moment. So Gorman's Lane is the star of the stable.
There's no doubt about that. With by far the biggest payday you've ever had in racing yesterday?
With the bonus, yes, it certainly was, yep.
And what does that mean? What would $25,000 do for you and your hobby training stable?
Well, it's fantastic because, I would do it without any money. It's something that I really love and enjoy. It's a bit of a family affair. I hop up in the morning, as does my wife on many mornings, and we ride horses together, and my children have been part of it as well. Mm. We've got a small farm between Warrnambool and Port Fairy, and we've used the beach over the years, and we've also built a track on our property, and it's just sort of part way of life. But to then get a bonus like this to sort of help pay the way for all the expenses over the years is just fantastic.
And tell us a little bit about the background with Gorman's Lane. How did you come to get this galloper? And he's only lightly raced and got a lot of potential.
Yeah, so I raced a mare called Poetic Point, who won three races. She was sort of on the borderline of being good enough to send a stud. She was very game, and I really admired her courage, so I did send her to stud. And I sent her to Delacarney, and who is a tremendous staying stallion from Ireland, but he's the Aga Khan bloodlines. He won the Arc de Triomphe and the French Derby, and he stood in South Australia for a couple of years. So I sent her over there, and Gorman's Lane is the product. It was a little surprising that he was able to win over 1,200 metres, but we were probably very fortunate in that the three fancied runners in the morning were all scratched. So, we were fortunate in that respect, but he was still good enough to win over probably an unsuitable distance.
And there was a bit of specking for him, $12 into $9. Did you have something on as well?
Well, I didn't myself. I was happy to tell people that I thought he could go well once the scratchings, I knew of the scratchings, but because I thought if he wins, I thought I'd probably win the bonus, so I thought that was good enough for me.
Well, before yesterday, your last winner was Ma Tong, and that was your last runner was in April, and your last winner was your old champ Redfella at Morpheville in 2015, so it's been a while between drinks.
Yes, it has, because the horses, they've all, I've raced these horses until they were sort of 10 years of age, and they were sort of getting old, and it was hard to keep them sound, so I just haven't had many runners over the last few years. But anyway, I've got this one going now, so hopefully he can make up for lost time.
And for yourself and other hobby trainers, small-time trainers, the Jericho Cup meeting and this incentive, how much did that play on your mind about trying to get a horse ready for the day?
Well, I've known about this for over a year, and I've had it in the back of my mind since then that I'll have to try to get a horse ready for it. And this horse, I thought, was the ideal horse, but I thought that I would need to have him in a longer, something of a mile or further. But I had him in work to achieve that, like second or third up, and he got a stone bruise, and I lost a month of work. So that was the reason why he was first up in the 1200.
And outside of your hobby training with the one or two horses, what else do you do, Chris?
I'm a property valuer. I've just got my own business. It's just a small business that I run from home. And the horses, which is ideal because I'm at home most of the time and I've got the horses here, but just I train them all out of paddocks. So I'm, you know, in control of the horses while I'm doing my other work.
Well, well done yesterday. A great moment for yourself and your whole family with Gorman's Lane winning the $25,000 bonus, and hopefully we'll see a few more horses in your name.
Yes, yeah, well, maybe with the $25,000 I can buy another one. Some people have said I should be taking my wife on a holiday, but others are saying, no, you should buy a horse.
Your wife saying that?
But I'd also like to add that Luke Williams, the rider, he is a very gifted horseman, this boy, and he gave the horse a gun ride yesterday.
Yeah,
he's
certainly
had a checkered career, and not probably a lot of people don't know much about him, but in all my time of... I've been in horses all my life, and he's one of the most gifted horsemen that I've ever come across, and I was just so pleased to give him an opportunity yesterday.
Absolutely. It was a lovely ride. Well done to Luke as well, and well done to you, Chris. It was a great story on the day. Enjoy the win.
Yeah, thanks very much, Michael.
Chris Ryan, who is a hobby trainer down at Warrnambool.